Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning, familia. You made it to Friday night on Like It. I love it.
Woo woo!
Let's go. The weekend finally here. Feeling real good. Y'all, a little bit of rain coming your way tomorrow. A little chance of action in that. That's interesting, right?
Okay.
But we good. My name is Edgar. This is Ryan. Good morning, bro.
What's up, y'all?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Also, Tamara, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hit us up on the phone line. She's waiting for you right there. 877-971-HITS. Call or text. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
Ready for that Amp Mini Mix on a Friday. It's going to be Super Turn at 7:15 in the morning. Brian, your girlfriend's in town.
That's right.
I'm excited for you, bro. She flew in yesterday from Atlanta. And
yes.
How did it go last night, bro?
Last night, you creep.
No!
Settle down.
Hold
up. What the hell are you talking about?
Hold up. You told me you had dinner plans.
No, I have dinner plans for the weekend.
Did you say you're going to go to Lisa Vanderpump's last night?
No. We went to the Out Now launch party last night.
Oh, okay.
Out at,
it's next door to it.
Yeah, we just kind of roamed around.
Okay, cool.
Just such a weird way to ask that question. How did it go last night? Oh, it went, buddy.
No.
You did that on your own, bro. You went there in your mind.
Really? Okay, anyways, that was fun, man. We had a good time. We went up to... Thursdays are always kind of a chemo day for me and my brother, so we had to go up and get his 48-hour chemo drip removed in Pasadena. So my girlfriend went with us to do that, and then he wasn't feeling great last night, so we went out to that launch party at the Abbey for a little bit and kind of roamed around West Hollywood a little bit, and then we stayed at his house last night because his roommate is actually on tour. His roommate's the tour manager for Mark Basie.
Oh, good times.
He's out on the road with Marky Basie. We had a good time.
It was kind of a
Thursday is what it is. We still got to work on Friday. So, but the Out Now party was great, man. 97.1 HD2, they were live broadcasting from the Abbey. So,
yeah, if you have an HD radio, you can listen on 97.1 HD2. It's our Out Now station for the LGBTQ community. It's super awesome cast and music and all the above, man. They got the new Love Line at nighttime. You can also check it out at radio.com app. It's really dope, man. We went there yesterday, too. DJ Majestic ran out there right after work. It was fun, man.
Yeah.
The vibe is so awesome. Chelsea, did you get a chance to go out there?
I didn't. I was working over at Billboard, so
yeah.
I didn't get
a good time.
To that.
We got there right when they were firing up the dudes dancing. Like, they had like...
At the Abbey?
Yeah, they had all the guys that... I mean, these dudes are shredded.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they were
bro.
Just all... Like, they were just getting fired up with, like, Out Now logoing and, like spray, like, body paint and stuff. And then, as we were leaving, there was some dude on, like, a trapeze.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, this party's going to be turned. This is too much for me. It's too much for me on a Thursday.
What did people say, man, about your LA shaved into the back of your head?
You know what? Everyone laughed at me, but I keep forgetting it's there. So... Maybe it looks so natural that nobody says anything.
I think you're pulling it off because you forget it's there. So you're walking around like absolutely normal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's got that swag that you would rock in LA in the back of your head shaved in. You know
I forget
what
it's there until I put my hand on the back of my head. It feels like I have scars. It feels like someone had shaved my head for stitches.
Your girlfriend digged it or what?
No, she hates it. Of course, she thinks I look like a jackass. Not even close.
You're like, babe, this is going to get me free drinks at Lisa Vanderpump's when we go to dinner, though.
Yeah, right.
Stay with me on that. All right, coming up next, we can talk about our weekend plans and expectations. Hopefully, you have some awesome weekend plans for yourself.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Chelsea, I'm becoming more and more like Brian, where I didn't believe at all in this whole Mercury retrograde situation.
Mm-hmm.
But is Mercury in retrograde or post-grade or any type of grade?
It's in retrograde.
Oh,
sure
my gosh.
It is.
No
it's
way.
Always in retrograde.
Yeah, no.
Are you serious?
It is. I actually got an email a couple days ago telling me.
From Mercury?
From the Mercury.
Who sends this email? Like, what wacko sends this email?
It's Mercury, Brian.
No, for real. No. I really want to know, like, what wacky service you're a part of that sends you Mercury retrograde emails.
Well, once you start believing, the truth coming to the good side, then right. Maybe I'll share that information with you. Yeah, but I got an email saying that it is.
You gotta tell us who sent you an email.
I've been having issues myself with technology. Mine always comes in the form of technology, so everyone's different. But what's your thing? The coffee spill yesterday?
Yeah, but then something else happened. So maybe you missed it, but I was driving before I took my first sip of coffee yesterday, driving west on the 60 into LA. You know what that drive's like. Traffic stopped, and I spilled my coffee all over my lap. Just barely missed my junk by 1 inch. Thankfully, I've already gotten my wife pregnant twice now. But it was wild, man. And then at night, I got home, and then my wife and I, you know, decided we want to get a little romantic or whatever it may be. And guys, I got the worst possible cramp you could possibly get on the back of my leg, my hamstring. Like I'm talking about, like, it felt like a pterodactyl was attacking the back of my leg. And I immediately, you get a cramp in your leg, you stretch out and you get all stiff and whatnot. And Jen's like, what is going on? What's wrong with you? We hadn't started doing anything and we were just kissing or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, oh my gosh, baby, I got the worst cramp ever. And what does Jenna do? Starts laughing.
It's funny.
She's just cracking up, laughing. I'm like, babe, help me, help me. Like, you know, like pull my toe towards me, stretch out my leg, or bring out the cold spray that soccer players use in soccer, you know? And she's like, I can't move. I'm laughing so hard. She's crying, laughing. And then she's like, I just peed a little.
Oh, yeah.
And then
relatable.
I'm like, all right, there goes that. So I'm just like, it's got to be mercury.
Your health is in retrograde. Your body is, you don't blame mercury for cramps when you're trying to get busy. No, you can't blame mercury for that. You got to go for a walk or something. Drink some water.
So my body's in retrograde and my health is in retrograde.
Your body's in retrograde.
I feel like believing in mercury retrograde is better than your health situation. I feel like that's a more positive way of looking at
things. Well, I want him to survive, man. If you're having cramps like in the evening doing nothing, it means your body needs water. It means you're dehydrated.
I appreciate that, man. You know what, Chelsea? I don't need to sign up to your emails anymore. Brian just solved my situation.
Well,
take
you,
some
Brian.
Vitamins.
Own,
get out there and take a walk. Go to the gym.
Stretch before you go to bed. Coming up next, our weekend plans and expectations.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Happy Friday. 60 degrees right now in LA and sunny. Today we're going to reach a high of 80 for the OC in LA, 86 for the IE in the Valley. Potential rain tomorrow, but high in the 70s. And then Sunday, partly sunny in the low 70s as well. Hopefully you have some great weekend plans and expectations. We're about to tell you ours and then check in on Monday around this time to see how things really went. Brian, what are you getting into this weekend, bro?
My girlfriend Jessica's in town for the weekend.
Nice.
So we're going to go to Catalina Island tomorrow.
Look at you,
bro. I saw lightning bolts on the weather report, so of course that would be my luck. That I book a boat to an island and there's some sort of monsoon headed our way. But whatever.
Chelsea would say mercury.
I'm going to blame mercury on these storms. going to do that. I rented a golf cart so you can drive. Because you can drive around that island.
That's
so that looks kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we're kind of keeping it low key because my brother is not feeling great this weekend because of the chemotherapy. So, just sticking around town. Just kind of trying to, I'm not traveling, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good, man. Get
and,
to chill and enjoy.
Just enjoying Southern California.
Please send love, prayers, and thoughts and support to Brian's brother, Pat. It's at Pat Moot on social media. He's doing an amazing documentary of his process right now, and he needs all the love and support. And he's just an amazing guy, man. I'm just inspired by him every day.
Just finished round 3 of chemotherapy. He's got 9 left. Yeah. Counting them down.
You got this, bro. Chelsea, what are you getting into this weekend?
So I need to clean my room.
Adulting.
So there's that. Adulting stuff. Clean my room, do laundry. And then also I'm kind of in a dilemma because my girlfriend who's in town from London, she's been here for a few weeks. She has a show tonight that I was planning on going to. But then I found out I have tickets for Drake tonight.
What? So, Chelsea, you shouldn't have invited us. All right, I'll change my plans. No problem.
So I don't know what to do.
Damn, she just skipped right over that, right?
Yeah. Mercury.
It's hard to get
Mercury,
tickets for
dog.
Drake, man.
Blame Mercury.
Who are you going to invite? Your friend from London?
Well, no. So the thing is, she has a show tonight, like in Hollywood. I'd have to go to either her show or go to Drake.
Wait, she's like a singer or something?
Yeah, she's a singer. She's an incredible singer. I've seen her a couple times.
Hey,
she opened for
Alanis
Morissette. I know, but like she's, you know, this is like her last show while she's here.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
I'm sure she'd rather go see Drake than sing at her show.
Yeah, so I don't know. I literally keep going back and forth all day, all morning this morning. So we'll see what happens. It's like, be a good friend or like, you know, go hang
Drake.
Out with Drake.
Well, listen, if you want to give up those Drake tickets, I'm sure we can find somebody that can pick them up.
877.
Yeah, let's give them Chelsea, if you're truly about our listeners, you would give those tickets out right now.
Don't do this to me right now, okay? Don't do it.
I mean,
it's unfair.
Okay, fine. We know where you stand, everybody listening.
Oh. So when you say I love you, like to our listeners or whatever, do you really love?
My listeners, the listeners, they understand the dilemma I'm in.
That's funny. All right, good times, man. I'm just trying to redeem myself this weekend, guys. You guys heard, I just got a cramp last night trying to get romantic with my wife. So trying to redeem that situation. I was blaming it on Mercury being retrograde. Brian just says my health is in retrograde. I agree with you on that, bro. But yeah, dude. So last Friday, we had a Dodgers watch party at my pad with my friend Nick and Lathrice and their family. And I failed to make s'mores. You guys remember that? I had the whole process of buying all the ingredients for the first time. So tonight we're having another Dodger watch party at the pad. My parents are coming over. My friends are coming over and try to make s'mores tonight. And but first and foremost, I got to hang out with my girls. I want to hang out with my daughter Ariella and my wife Janet. It's been one of those crazy busy weeks where I've been getting home like at 8 p.m. every day, leaving at 3:30 in the morning, getting home at 8 p.m. So I want to take them out. We're going to take Ariella to a pumpkin patch.
Aww.
Oh, fun.
And just enjoy that whole situation. They have a petting zoo and the whole thing. I think she's going to love it, man. Mm-hmm. She's at that age, a year, 10 months now, where she's like going to really appreciate all that stuff. I'm super excited to hang out with her.
What is she going
to
be for Halloween? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet, Chels. That's a very good question.
One of like five costumes she'll be for Halloween? Are you one of those families that's going to dress her up like for the weekend if you have people over, one costume and then actually one costume on Halloween?
Yeah, my wife has some type of outfit for Ariella for every holiday.
And she probably like matches with her too.
Yeah.
Because she's into doing that, which is so adorable.
And if it falls on a Tuesday, it's Twinning Tuesday. So she like has to get the same outfit. Literally, you don't understand how many times I've opened up a Amazon Prime box and it's a little tiny dress and a big same dress. It's like little and then big. But I'm excited about that. And just chill this weekend and going to just enjoy my girls, man. Aww. So hopefully you have great weekend's plans and expectations for yourself. Monday around this time, we'll check in to see how things really went.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
We got a listener who's real passionate about something that we've been talking about this morning. Whether Mercury in retrograde is affecting me. Yesterday, I spilled coffee all over my lap. And then at night, I got the worst cramp trying to get romantic with my wife. Brian says it's just my health being in retrograde. I don't know. Good morning. What's your name and where are you from?
Marcus, and I'm from West Hollywood, but I just moved here from Northwest Indiana.
What up, Marcus?
What up?
The Mercury retrograde thing, totally a thing, guys.
Yes!
Totally a
thing. Thank you. My Midwest guy has my back.
Yeah, but you can't blame a cramp in your leg on it and spilling coffee. It's got like a Mercury can affect things, but you can't blame everything in your life on Mercury. If your wife leaves you, it's not Mercury. It's you or her.
Well, I worked at Kohl's about 2 years ago. I was at the customer service desk, and let me tell you, if it was a full moon or if it was Mercury,
people were weird, huh? Weird.
That's just what happens at a Kohl's, period.
Right. People are like, I'm returning this because of Mercury.
All right, Marcus, well, thank you for calling in and telling us that you're a true believer in Mercury being in retrograde, post-grade, and any kind of grade.
Yes, definitely.
How's your day going right now? Is Mercury affecting you?
I mean, not yet. I work at LA Fitness on Hollywood Boulevard, so I'm actually just walking up now. So.
Oh, it'll affect you. Someone's going to have a membership problem today, and it's going to be Mercury's fault. You're gonna have to do a lot of Mercury problem solving.
Especially because you're on Hollywood Boulevard. That's where Mercury hits there, I feel. It's a weird place.
Well, I also work at a hotel, so oh, wow. We'll see how work actual full-time job is tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good luck.
Marcus, welcome to LA, bro. We love you and thank you for listening to us, boss.
Yep, you guys rock. Awesome. Thank you.
It's got a great vibe for this early in the morning, right?
I know, right?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Ryan Coogler, the filmmaker behind Black Panther, is headed back to Wakanda.
Wakanda forever!
So he signed on to write and direct the Black Panther sequel. It's official.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Sources say Coogler will write the script next year with the goal to start production in either late 2019 or early 2020. So we're not going to be getting it for
dang,
a little while.
3 years?
Yeah. Yeah. At least, probably.
Yeah, by the time they shoot, I mean, that movie's not easy to shoot. None of those like Marvel movies are easy to shoot once you write it. So.
Yeah.
There's a lot of post-production, too.
No kidding.
But super exciting, though. Just a reminder, the first Black Panther grossed $700 million domestically and more than $1.3
billion
worldwide.
Freak.
I don't even want your congratulations.
All right, we won't congratulate you.
Yeah, settle down, Kendrick.
Speaking of Kendrick.
Stay humble.
Speaking of Kendrick, DJ Majestic just told me Kendrick's actually releasing a Nike Cortez Basics Flip sneaker.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and and it's going to be out October 14th, so it's in 2 days, Sunday, and you can get it for $100 online.
I need that in my life, man, because I was living in New York for 3 years, and I was trying to get Nike Cortezes out there. Impossible. Like, I would go to the big brand stores, you know? Mm-hmm. At the mall, I'm like, yo, man, you got a Cortez up in here? He's like, oh, no, that fool's out to lunch. I was like, hey, kill me? I was like, no, bro, the sneaker. Shoe, not the guy, the shoe. Yeah, and he's like, what? There's a shoe called Nike Cortez? I was like, get out of here,
come
bro.
Come on, people.
Yeah, man, it's wild. Awesome.
So apparently Justin Bieber is worried about his ex Selena Gomez, and this week he even attempted to reach out to her after she was hospitalized for health reasons, including an emotional breakdown. Is it too late now to say sorry? And rumor has it he actually reached out to Selena's mom, Mandy Tiefy, to see if he could get in contact with Selena. But Sel's mom said, absolutely not. You know, I'm not letting you get in contact with her.
Like, and she's stressed out, buddy.
Yeah. And also, she was saying, a source says that she thinks Selena's breakdown partially has to do with heartbreak over Justin. Because obviously, you know, they were just seeing each other again right before him and Haley got engaged, like a month before. So
kind of playing out a lot like Ariana Grande, Mac Miller, and Pete Davidson, you know what I'm saying? Like, the in terms of like tragedy happening to one person, like, you know what I mean? Like, these quick engagements, these young people who put themselves out there kind of trying to move on and live their lives, but they're so, you know, hyper in the spotlight that then it becomes like something like ends up like seeming negative for the one person out of the party.
Of course. Yeah. And I think the thing that this week, Justin was seen at church, outside of church, but he was with a group of friends and visibly upset. Like, you could tell he was crying. They were kind of all hugging him. And then just yesterday he was actually spotted in a car with Haley crying as well. And she's kind of comforting him. So we don't know for sure if that's related to Selena, but that's what some people are saying. But he's definitely having a hard time dealing with it, it seems like.
I remember I was told by a girl that I was dating at one point by her mom saying, hey, just this time you guys are breaking up for real, like, don't contact her anymore. Mm-hmm. Even if she reaches out to you. It was one of those situations where I had broken up. I was really young and selfish and all that stuff, but I had broken up with her, but I still kept her around as a friend, and she didn't want the relationship to end, but it was convenient for me to keep her around because it felt good to have somebody there.
It probably made you feel better for breaking up with her, where you're like, well, she's still in my life.
Yeah, so it was that kind of situation. And then we broke up for real. And then, you know, she didn't take it very well. And her mom finally said, Edgar, please, like, if she reaches out to you, even if you think you're helping, you're not.
Right. Yeah.
Like, just let her move on with her life. Well, and 9 months later, she got engaged and she's married.
Well, it worked out for her.
Yeah,
but imagine having all that happen when you have hundreds of millions of people staring at you and you're in the spotlight and like picking apart every little thing you do or asking you in every interview about this person and all those things. I mean, that could be just devastating for your health.
Yeah, and commenting on all your Instagram posts and, you know, it's tough. All right, you guys, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anywhere, anytime.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Happy Friday. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, 7:09 in the morning. Definitely missing old Kanye. What was your favorite version of Kanye? Mine was like 06 to 08 or so.
Yeah, same.
What about you, Chelsea? Yeah.
Mine was, I loved Kanye and Estelle. That was like, that
American
song
Boy
was so good. And then good also, time. Oh, 08, I think is when he released that album that had that song on it, Flashing Lights.
What about you, bro?
I don't know what year it was. I just like when him and Jay-Z collabed. It was A Night in Paris and stuff like that. I love that song. I also like, for some strange reason, when I was playing basketball in college, we his first song, Through the Wire, when he had his jaw wired shut, which actually might not be a bad move now. but he rapped like Through the Wire. We were playing, Laverne was playing Cal Lutheran University, and they had that, for some reason, they were playing that song on repeat.
Yeah.
And it like got stuck in my head. It was in my head for probably a good 5 or 6 years. Like, I'm like, and then I couldn't rap it because, you know, and it's jaw wired shut. So
whenever you hear it, it like takes you back to that time in your life. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love
it's when
that.
We put a beating on Kalu.
Yeah.
Suckers.
Now things are fortunately a little bit scary there. Speaking about scary things, right about now, season to go to haunted houses and whatnot, right? That's really exciting. But beware, okay? Because you don't want this to happen to you. We got the damn he dumb story of the day.
Damn he dumb.
And it's actually damn they all dumb story of the day. Brian has got that for us right about now about a haunted house.
Every time I read this story, I come up with a new person I think is the dumbest person in the story. It's kind of unique like that. It's magical. Story's coming at you out of Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
And there's a haunted house put on by 13th Floor Entertainment. So it's like a spooky hotel haunted house. And a woman was there with her friend, and she is approached by who's described as a skinny man with a skeleton mask and a straw hat. And he hands this woman a knife and he says, "Stab your friend!" And this dummy stabs her friend, thinking it was a fake knife.
No!
Assuming that this man, in fact, worked for the haunted house. And she pulled the knife back and she had severely lacerated her friend's arm.
Oh my gosh!
So was this guy like a serial killer was like undercover?
Let me get farther into it. Nashville police are investigating. Now, they are not charging the woman who stabbed the woman with the knife. I find her to be an idiot because if someone hands you a real knife, like you can definitely tell a real knife. It's like a kitchen knife they handed to her. It's got a handle. It's wood. Definitely can tell it's metal. She thought it was fake. I don't know how she thought it was going to not stab somebody with it.
I just thank God she went for the arm.
Right.
And not anything else, bro.
So the investigation now is to whether or not this guy actually works for the haunted house or if he's just some creep who just handed a knife to a lady and said, stab your friend.
So scary,
which
man.
Could be terrifying if that's the real thing. They, the 13th Floor Entertainment is investigating, saying like they do have people dressed like this guy, like the description, but it's dark, so they're not exactly sure who did it. And
so the guy just like ran off after?
He didn't run. He just kind of went back into the haunted house and just kind of...
Oh, hell no.
Just kind of got lost amongst the other goblins and ghouls.
See, I don't even do haunted houses, bro. And if I do the time I did do a haunted house, man, I went through it and I laughed the entire time because that's my defense mechanism.
Yeah, nervous laugh, the nervous...
Someone comes at me like... and I scare them. Like,
as
yo,
you're peeing your pants.
why is this dude... laughing at us, you know?
The other one I can't do is at the haunted house when they have you stick your hand through like a mystery hole.
Oh, hell.
Oh,
and
no
they
thanks.
Have like something in the back, like something gooey or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember once I stuck my hand in there and they just grabbed it. And I probably screamed the loudest I ever screamed in my entire life.
See, me, it's the chainsaws. Like, you know,
yeah.
Well, maybe you don't know, but usually there's no chain on them. But still, just the sound of it, they get so close to you, you feel the wind from it. I can't.
Well, that's the thing. This guy... So, like, I think the lady's dumb. If the employee thought it was a fake knife, too, he's dumb if he's an employee. But if he's not an employee, and this is just a thing, like, that chainsaw could be real next time.
No!
I'm not going.
Like, it's creepy, but that thing is, that's a real, I mean, this guy just went into the haunted house, like, dressed as some spooky person and just handing out weapons.
We're also, like, giving people ideas right now. The creeps that are listening
we're not. Don't do it.
I'm not taking the blame for that.
Thankfully, the person that got stabbed is okay. All right? I just want to say that.
And if you're going to stab your friend, always go for the arm.
Yes, even if you think it's a prop. All right, coming up in 4 more minutes, we got the M Mini Mix with DJ Majestic. And we also have a 4-pack of tickets.
Is this the wrong time to give out these?
Coming up next.
Oh, no.
To go to Universal Studios.
Listen, there are
Halloween Horror Nights.
Please
Universal
take them
Studios.
We're not using them.
It's far more reputable than some creepy haunted house in Nashville. You're safe. You're fine.
Absolutely.
And Chelsea, they're also clients.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. What up, Chelsea?
What's up?
All right, familia. Right about now, your chance to win 4 tickets to go to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, right? By betting on our street slang pop quiz with our favorite barista from Coffee Bean right next door here on Wilshire Boulevard. It's Mama Bean. She's an awesome mom of 7 kids. Let's see who our contestant is this morning. Victoria from Corona, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Victoria. How's your Friday going so far?
Good. I'm on my way to school, so it's, you know, starting off for a good day.
There you go, girl. Where you go to school at?
I go to Cal Poly Pomona.
No way.
All right.
That's my alma mater. I went to Cal Poly Pomona, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Oh, I love that campus. So awesome. All right, here we go. So we asked Mama Bean 3 street slang pop quiz questions, okay? The question for you, though, is do you believe Mama Bean will at least get 1 out of 3 correct?
I do believe. I have faith in her.
Yeah. All right. So these are the 3 terms. It's all Gucci, make it clap, and woke. Do you still believe she'll get 1 out of 3 correct?
I do. I think, everybody has used those, has heard them, so I hope.
All right. Here we go. Here's Mama Bean and Brian chilling at Coffee Bean interviewing her yesterday. Check this out. What does it mean when somebody says it's all Gucci? And use it in a sentence, please.
It's all Gucci means, I mean, she has name brand clothes on?
Oh,
wait. Or is it from that song, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang?
Where did you learn that song from?
My boy, one of my boys always says Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, and I'm like, what? Boy, you're Payless. What are you talking about, Gucci Gang?
You're Payless Gang.
Hey, so when someone is cared about their appearance and their brands.
Okay, so how would you use it in a sense? It's all Gucci.
What are you talking about? This is Gucci. This is all Gucci.
All right.
Okay, according to Urban Dictionary, it's all Gucci. Saying something is all good or that everything is straight, so no worries. Example, Tyler. Dude, I'm sorry I couldn't come to your party. Jenny, it's all Gucci, man. Don't sweat it.
There it is.
Mama Bean, use it in a sentence real quick. It's all Gucci now that you've learned the true meaning.
I'm sorry that we ran out of white chocolate powder. Is it okay if I give you hazelnut? Edgar responded, it's all Gucci, Mama Bean.
I love it. All right, next. What does it mean when somebody says, make it clap? And use it in a sentence, please.
Be funny so people can give you a...
Make it, I don't know. You make the audience clap?
Yeah, you make the audience clap. Brian's made it clap at his comedy show last week.
Yeah, Brian. Okay.
It's incorrect, by the way.
According to Urban Dictionary, make it clap, to make one's butt cheeks clap together.
Oh, my God.
It's a new phenomenon, which can mostly be done by a lady with a large rear end. It's accomplished by abruptly bouncing that butt like it's almost impossible unless you got a lot of butt to clap. You should have seen that stripper at the club. She could make it clap.
This Saturday, we're going to make it clap at the party we're going to go to.
Last but not least, all right? Victoria!
So far,
she hasn't gotten any correct.
It's okay. I believe in her. One more. She got it.
The last one is woke.
By the way, it is so hard when you're reading Urban Dictionary definitions to do it in a way that's like PG. Try reading Make It Clap on Urban Dictionary and doing it in a way that is like appropriate for radio. It's almost impossible.
All right, here's the last question. All right, street slang pop quiz for Mama Bean. You're saying she's going to at least get one out of three correct? This is the last chance. Street slang pop quiz with Mama Bean. Please define woke. And how would you use it in a sense?
Woke, someone who is aware of their surroundings. I have a good one, and it's even political. Woke, someone who is aware of all the nominees on their ballots, and they were woke at the polls.
Ooh.
On November 6th, get out there and vote.
Hey. Get it, Mama Bean.
We want to be woke.
According to Urban Dictionary, a reference to how people should be aware of current affairs. While you're all obsessing over the Kardashians, there are millions of people that are homeless in the world. Stay woke.
I was close.
You're right.
No, you were right. Okay. You're right on. Got one out of three today, Mama Bean.
All you young people, remember, vote. You guys can make a big difference this year and every year just by voting and registering.
You so woke, Mama Bean.
She's the wokest.
I did have to express those shots before I came out here. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Congratulations, Victoria!
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. You got four tickets to go to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Who are you going to take with you?
My boyfriend and probably my brother and his fiance. So
a little double date action right there. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you want to bring.
I'm really excited.
You want to bring a crew with you, and you go to these haunted places, man. You don't want to walk through by yourself
because you need.
My boyfriend will leave me, so
you need the other three people to go before you.
Exactly. And shove them into the mist that comes out. Like, hey, you go check that out.
Victoria, we love you. Have a great day at school. All right, shout out to Cal Poly Pomona.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Happy Friday. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. 7:43 in the morning. Ready to get you linked up with somebody to hang out with this week and potentially boo up. You know what I'm saying? Or just hang out, go trick-or-treating with, whatever it is. It's the hookup hotline. It's like speed dating but live on the radio. You want to give it a shot? Give us a call. 877-971-HITS.
And also, I mean, it's always fun. It's always a good time.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we're on like a pretty good losing streak right now.
Oh, definitely, like, bro.
Two fails in a row.
Yeah.
Let's get some people in here that like really want to, like, let's get some sparks flying.
Love.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we kind of been like the Braves.
Oh, that's just,
okay.
That's
the
just a dirty, dirty shot at me.
By the way, man, your LA shaved into the back of your head did come out a lot larger than everybody thought. But it looks great, bro. You're like a walking billboard for the Dodgers. And that's awesome because today we kick off that series in Milwaukee, bro.
You know what's funny about it is I watched back the live stream, which is on the Amp Radio Facebook page.
Yeah.
And you people are never happy. You commenters.
What they say. They're just happy it's not. They want it to be bigger.
They want it to be bigger. They really didn't think it was that like impressive. Also, unfortunately, like, I had had like a hair product in the night before that I didn't shampoo out that morning because I'm all paranoid now that you shampoo every day and your hair is going to break off or fall out of your head or something. Yeah. Like, someone told me your hair dries out. Maybe. I don't even know if that's true. Okay.
You use shampoo. That's amazing. I just use soap.
Like you like bar soap?
Yeah, my hair's fine. It's not falling off, right? Anyways,
so and my hair was kind of like it kind of had some like oily product in it still, and it was all blotchy, and I people were calling me like a patchy Sasquatch, and like some lady was just like shaved the whole thing. It looks like trash.
My favorite thing right now is that when Brian says something sassy, like I'll be like, "Oh, Brian again," and then he walks away, like he'll walk out the door, and instantly I just start laughing. So I'm like, ha, ha, ha. "I can't take you seriously right now."
I can feel it when the wind blows.
Yeah, it's great.
So anyways, yeah, you know what, guys? I'm getting some shave in my head. It's not a time for you to pile on and start ripping me.
Arriba los Dodgers. Check out the pictures and video on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. It even glows in the dark. Perfect for haunted houses.
I'm so white.
LA just walking around shiny inside the haunted house.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio, ready to do the hookup hotline. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio.
We take two listeners looking to meet someone new, and we give them 97.1 seconds to ask whatever questions they want, get to know each other.
Yeah, get weird. Literally, you don't have that much time, so just get to it.
Cut to it.
Cut to it, and then at the end, you can decide to either hook up or hang up.
All right, Lorraine, 26 from Downey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want you to meet your future ex-husband, Steve, age 29, from L.A. What up, Steve?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, man. All right, guys, 97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
Hey, Steve. So want to know, like, you have a job?
Good start. That's a good start.
I do. I have a job, and I pay my own rent.
Winning.
Okay.
Here's my question for you. It's 2 in the morning. You're stopped at a red light. There's no cops, no traffic in any direction. Do you run the light, or do you sit there and wait for it to turn green?
Okay, if it does not change, I would run and hit, like, the walk button to make it change, but I wouldn't run it.
Who is this person?
Yeah.
Okay.
So for you, like, Halloween's coming up. Like, are you a dress-up kind of guy?
I am. I've been thinking about my costume. What I might do this year is just put on a suit and walk around with my face scrunched up in misery the whole night. Do you get what my costume is?
No.
Brett
you
Kavanaugh.
Put on a suit.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Follow-up question, then, maybe a little later. what type of Halloween candy would you be if you were a Halloween candy?
Wow, I think I'd have to go with, like, a gummy bear, just because that seems like it would be a more fun thing to be than just a blob of chocolate. Mm.
Oh,
that's cute.
Okay.
Time's up! Time's up! Time's
up! Wow.
All right, I really don't know where this is going to go, trick or treat. We're going to ask you if you want to continue the hookup or hang up. Steve, you're going to be on hold, so you won't be able to hear Lorraine's answer, and you won't be able to be swayed by it, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang tight, bro. All right, Lorraine.
Yeah.
I can tell by her voice. She's like, I don't know about that guy.
You just went through a roller coaster. I can feel it. What are your thoughts on Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up. Like,
oh, wow.
Sure, nice guy, but like maybe too like corny serious.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, what type of Halloween candy would you be? Like, there's an element of like, tell me something about yourself. Like, let's get sticky. And he, like, his reasoning to be a gummy bear was just like not. What
was
I was
weird.
Looking for.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Also, the dude who dresses up as Brett Kavanaugh this year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just to be like, yeah, I'm out on that.
Oh, you watch the news? Oh, great. You know,
look at me. It's your smarty pants over
Mr.
there.
CNN.
You're so smart. You read your CNN notifications. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, Lorraine. You're going to be on hold now. You won't be able to hear his answer. All right, hold on. What up, Mr. Gummy Bear?
Hey.
What are your thoughts on Lorraine, man? Hook up or hang up?
I was impressed with the way she answered the stoplight question. I thought that showed some initiative and some creativity and some problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought her questions were pretty cool, too. So I'm going to say hook up.
Fantastic. Yeah. All very right. Honest.
Yeah.
Ethical woman. Probably not going
to
cheat on you. She's not going to run a red light because every woman that runs a red light cheats, guys. Just FYI.
Really?
Oh, I'm going to put my girlfriend through the test.
Steve, hang tight. We're going to bring you both on the line now. Lorraine, Steve, you guys are both on. Lorraine,
hey.
Steve decided to continue the hookup with you and wants to give you the green light on it. But
uh-huh.
Steve, unfortunately, Lorraine doesn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What did I blow?
Well,
You didn't do nothing wrong. I just don't think we would vibe, you know?
She's so
I'm
nice.
Like a lollipop that wants to, you know, be licked, and you're a blob of gummy bear.
Wow, I'm speechless right now with the way you just described yourself.
That's hilarious.
Steve, sorry we're laughing, man. That's what's up.
oh, yeah, whoops.
Sorry it didn't work out, guys. But you know what? You guys gave it a shot, and that's what life is all about. You gotta take your shot, or else you're never gonna score. You
and
feel
you
me?
Were wildly entertaining, so we appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, sorry. But
this is awkward. Let's
listen, run that red light, let's get out of here. Yeah.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Happy Friday. Getting into some hilarious Yelp reviews on wedding planners. So the peak of wedding season just came to an end, and I bet those reviews are coming in strong, and Brian has some for you.
Well, Yelp becomes a place, just kind of a waste dump of misplaced anger and fury. Mm-hmm. You're mad. You're mad. You don't know who to complain to.
And bridezillas, ooh, they exactly. get mad.
Basically, it's free therapy.
Yeah. Right.
So we're doing this because a story just went viral coming out of Georgia, the Atlanta area, and a wedding planner's Facebook page got hit with a comment from a bride who was clearly still pissed. And she said, they suck. They are so rude. They rushed us to do the bouquet toss, and they weren't even ready to do it yet. Ugh. Save yourself some stress and choose someone else. To which the planner then responded, which everything's been now deleted because it went viral, which got us thinking, like, yeah, end of wedding season? There's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
Just a gold mine of hilarity on wedding planner Yelp review pages. So I went through Yelp, I combed through it, I picked a mine and found the best useless but funny Yelp reviews of wedding planners. So here we go. And they're gonna be angry.
Oh, great. Here we go.
The music sets the ambiance. Thanks for playing the piano, Edgar.
No problem, bro.
Appreciate it. This place ruined my wedding. And if we get a divorce, I'm blaming them for it.
Wow.
Nothing looked like how I had been picturing it in my head since I was young. None of it.
Uh-oh.
I wanted it to look like a fairy tale. Instead, it just looked like the community center we booked it at.
Okay, that's
dummy.
Bingo had just wrapped up.
Right, exactly.
Come on in the wedding planners.
Oh, no.
Never use this company. Deborah, the lady who runs it, did a terrible job. We paid for a professional DJ, and when we got to the reception, it was just her old husband playing music off his iPod. That's right.
Oh,
he had an iPod, that giant one, the first one ever, and he played the chicken dance song, GTF, I Hate You.
I missed that first iPod wheel.
Oh, yeah.
It's all on my finger.
Song, right? Yeah, I felt like a DJ on it.
Yeah.
Like, to find a song.
Chicken.
All right. I swear I almost threw my bouquet at the wedding planner from this place. She is the worst! Every time I looked at her, she was on her phone. Mm. And she even went on Instagram Live and talked a bunch of trash about the people dancing on my dance floor.
What?
Oh, that's rude.
It's pretty funny, though, right there.
I wish I would have seen that.
When I asked her to be more engaged in the wedding, she yawned in my face.
Uh-oh.
I hope she steps on Legos barefoot someday.
Oh!
Very specific.
Deserve that, though. That's crucial.
That's pain, man. That's
yeah,
pain.
Yeah.
The idiot who runs this company apparently thought it was okay to invite her entire friend group to the reception. The worst part was that my sister hooked up with one of them.
Well,
and then invited the bleep to breakfast.
Yes,
the next morning, so I had to stare at his smirking, stupid face all morning.
Bro, that's known, though. Especially DJs, they invite, like, friends, family, like everybody. You know, I used to do weddings with my dad, photo and video. And I used to invite my friends too, man. We would stay afterwards and party, eat birria for free. It was the best, man.
That's hilarious. You're taking pictures of yourself eating free food. Hey, come on, photographer. All right, here's the last one. And it's a long one, so buckle in. I hate these people so much. I don't even think hate is a strong enough word. I loathe them.
Wow.
Maybe even despise the ground they walk on. I specifically instructed them not to let my crazy ex-boyfriend crash my wedding.
Oh,
what?
Shoot.
I gave them a picture of him like a wanted poster from the Wild West. Every single person had that picture. These idiots not only let him in, but they sat him close to the front where he was able to object to my marriage.
Oh my God, he needs a restraining order against him.
I repeat, he objected. I didn't even think that was a real thing that happens to people outside of just movies. Well, he did it, and then my husband's brother punched him in the face.
Oh,
shoot.
a brawl broke out.
Yes.
And then the wedding planner took off saying that she felt, quote, unsafe. This is in all capital letters.
Oh, no.
We all did, you moron! Like Liam Neeson, I am making it my life goal to find you and track you down and call you an idiot to your face.
I don't think that was the wedding planner's fault. just throwing it out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Crazy exes are going to do whatever they got to do no matter what, bro.
Could you imagine somebody objecting? Oh. You're all stressed out and someone's like, gosh. If anyone objects, which, come on, no one really ever does that. Someone's like, excuse me, sir, I do.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
For Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And we have a very special guest in the studio right now. Her name is Kareen from Sherman Oaks. Good morning, Kareen.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you so much for coming in. We're talking about something that's very near and dear to our heart and our listeners' heart. And that's the real reason behind why we do We Can Survive 2018. It's just around the corner, October 20th at the Hollywood Bowl. Huge, amazing concert with great artists like Shawn Mendes, Marshmello, Khalid, Charlie Puth, Tyga, LMA, etc. But the real reason behind it is not just to have fun, but to support young women battling cancer in the Young Survivor Coalition. And we have a survivor with us, which is Kareen. And thank you for coming in and sharing your story to hopefully inspire more listeners to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, it's a fun concert to go to, but let's get together with all our friends, maybe our coworkers, right. Buy tickets because mm-hmm. it's for a great cause. Yeah. Tell us about your story and your journey. When did you find out that you had cancer, and take us through that moment?
It was 2016. I was diagnosed at stage 1 breast cancer. I was 28 years old. Mm. I found a lump myself. I got it checked out, and they told me it was cancer. I had 4 rounds of chemotherapy and 33 rounds of radiation.
Wow.
But we made it. We can survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yes. then... it's great to have organizations like YSC, because when you're going through it and you go through treatment and you see you're the youngest one there, and then you think you're the drop in the bucket.
Or like you're weird or something. Yeah. Like, why did this happen to me?
Through YSC, you find all these young girls who are going through the same thing, and you're like, whoa, we are the bucket. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not alone in this. And you can reach out to other girls and you bond over, like, oh, that happened to me during chemo too. Or, oh, my skin, like, got this during radiation. So it makes the journey more light. It's pretty, I mean, I would never think at age 28 I would get cancer, let alone breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I never did self exams. I found it was luck was on my side. I found it.
I mean, I've been told, you know, for years to do the self exams, and you forget, you know, because you think it's not going to happen to me. I was curious, and you said it wasn't by doing a self exam. No. It was just, how did you kind of come across it?
I was just laying down and I got up and I
just touched yourself.
No, yeah. I just touched it and found the lump. Wow. And I was like, whoa, what is this? Shouldn't be here.
But you knew to go and get help, and really you took ownership of your health, which I think is such a good message.
And it was great because the doctors didn't dismiss it because of such a young age, and they did a mammogram, and from the mammogram they said it's breast cancer. And I responded to the doctor. I said, are you sure it's cancer or much worse? And he started laughing. He's like, what's worse than cancer? I was like, I don't know.
Just trying to eliminate all possibilities right now,
so
doc.
You just gotta, I mean, it happens. Deal with it with humor and keep your strength and keep going. So
we appreciate your attitude. But you know what we keep hearing from survivors and them getting plugged into the Young Survival Coalition, which is the nonprofit organization that We Can Survive 2018, our concert, supports, is that I felt at one moment like I'm the only one that this is happening to. Mm-hmm. I'm alone. I can't relate with anybody. Yeah, you mm-hmm. have your family and friends saying, hey, hang in there. But there's nothing like building a community of people that either are going through it or are survivors now to say, I know what you went through.
Absolutely. You know, I have my best friend Guyan here, and she was a great support system during it. But once you meet with someone who's been through it and knows, and you can relate, it's an amazing thing. And with YSC, you can reach out to, like, I'm cancer free. So I can reach out to someone who's going through chemo and who's losing her hair. And I'm like, trust me, it's okay. Like, you're going to survive. You're going to get through this. It gets better.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. And if you want to continue supporting survivors like Kareen from Sherman Oaks and all the women that are getting helped out through Young Survival Coalition, it's really easy and actually really fun. Come to our concert. We Can Survive October 20th. Have an amazing time. Bring your friends. Bring your coworkers. If you at your business place right now, like, are going to do something, like, yo, I'm going to get all my coworkers, so we all going to get a section together, a whole row. Yeah. Like, text us, 877-971-HITS. We want to know who you are, what workplace that's doing this, because we want to shout you out and thank you. And get your tickets now at WeCanSurvive.com. And Kareen, thank you so much for sharing your story. And think about Young Survival Coalition being like a gang. You know what I'm saying? You guys are a gang. Don't mess with us. You know what I'm saying? And you're going up against cancer and taking it down one person at a time. And I appreciate you allowing us to be part of your gang and roll with you guys. And we'll see how we can survive 2018.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, family, visit wecansurvive.com to get your tickets. Or if you need support and help because you are battling cancer right now, visit youngsurvival.org for more info.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Happy Friday. Benny Blanco, Halsey, and Khalid right there on the east side. By the way, we got to hang out with Benny Blanco yesterday. Hands down, one of the coolest people in music, man. Told us some amazing stories about working with Justin Bieber, working with Ed Sheeran.
The Weeknd.
The bromance.
Oh my God, the bromance.
The time he met Drake. In the bathroom. Hilarious story. Check out the full hangout session up at ampradio.com right now.
We're also the only people he talked to so far about his AMA's performance, where he was literally just like chilling on a bed in a couch, like on his phone, like just the creative process behind
and,
that.
And how much he had to rehearse for it.
Yeah,
you know, he was
wild.
Like, oh, I was just like, deciding, when do I go to the couch? When do I go to the bed? When do I take the selfie? Funny. So funny.
That was the performance of the night by far, just sitting on a couch taking selfies. All right, family, coming up next. Inside of the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
All right. So yesterday, Kanye West visited President Trump at the White House, and it was, very interesting.
Circus. That's a good way to do it.
Yep. We have a lot to talk about, including what gifts Ye bought the Prez.
97.1 AMP.
AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
So I don't know if you guys saw this. It was pretty insane. During the visit, Kanye sat across from Trump in the Oval Office, was surrounded by reporters, and delivered a 10-minute rant, was all over the place with it, and touched on an array of issues. First and foremost, his and Trump's interaction, their like love fest, is so bizarre.
This was just set up to be a lunch of two people that I like, and I guess they like me.
You said, I guess you know I love you.
I know.
Did I?
But I don't want to take. I don't want to put you in that spot. But.
No, I'm standing in that spot. I love this guy right here. Let me give this guy a hug right here.
That's really nice.
That's really sad, actually. Kanye's like, yo, I love you. And Trump's response is like, well, that's really nice. Well, it's kind of like when you move too fast, that one person moves too fast in the relationship. I love you. Yeah.
Well, here's the really interesting thing about President Trump. There's two President Trumps in mannerisms. Like, there's the showman. There's the guy who's doing these big rallies, and he's ripping people, and he's saying things that he knows are contentious. Then you heard him say to Kanye, I don't want to put you in that position. Meaning he's like, he's literally telling Kanye, like, hey man, you know I'm a hot topic right now.
Yeah.
You coming across the table and hugging me, it's like, thank you. But he's also like, he's showing a level of controlled compassion there for Kanye, where it's like, he's like, easy buddy, easy. Like,
no.
You don't need, it's just, it's weird to me. You just see two different people.
I see where you're coming from. On the surface, it does seem like that. Like, oh, I'm looking out for Kanye. I don't want to put you in that spot. But at the end of the day, his administration allowed media
into the
Oval Office, knowing what Kanye's been doing and saying lately. Mm-hmm. And it's a setup, bro. He just sat there like it was a set of The Apprentice with his arms crossed, smiling like,
well,
this is hilarious.
But you could tell he was even so confused at what he was saying, like the way he was nodding. And he was, you could tell he was like trying to follow what Kanye was saying, but like couldn't follow him. It was very bizarre.
Trump knows exactly what he's saying.
He's in so much, like he's literally in that sitting. He's more under control than Kanye is. I'm getting so wildly uncomfortable with Kanye's stuff because he's just unraveling. Whether or not what he's saying is true or accurate, the way he's speaking right now is chaotic. And it screams of someone who really does need to, man, take that trip to Africa you're talking about. Find yourself. Do your albums. Focus on the music. He's just trying to dig in and be crazy.
Yeah, let me play a little bit more for you. So he also became the first person to publicly drop the F-bomb in the president's office, which is another thing. But he wanted to talk about Hillary Clinton and why he felt uncomfortable supporting her.
I'm married to a family that, you know, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though. You know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero. And you made a Superman cape for me.
By the way, the hat he's referring to, obviously, is the Make America Great Again hat.
MAGA hat.
Yeah.
I mean, that just right there, that clip right there alone lets everybody know that Kanye needs a break. He needs a break. Like, that's insane to say that you didn't feel male energy from a female candidate, and like Trump made you feel like you want to play baseball. And
sexist is what
it
is.
It's just insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's a crazy person who are putting microphones in front of his face. It is insane. We got to stop putting Kanye on. We got to stop using him for fodder to talk about, because if something, I mean, like, he's just unraveling.
Yeah. He also went on to explain why he thinks we should all support Trump.
What I need Saturday Night Live to improve on, or what I need the liberals to improve on, is if he don't look good, we don't look good. This is our president. He has to be the freshest, the flyest planes.
What? Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's
guys.
A lot. I know. I think that's kind of what the consensus is.
You mentioned it earlier, Chelsea. He dropped an F-bomb in there, and this just looks like a circus. And, you know, my wife and I had the blessing of actually visiting the White House. We got invited with the last administration for doing some community work with outreach and scholarships, etc. And to me, man, and my wife, it was such an honor to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In a respectful type of situation. And then to see this being allowed to happen in the White House publicly, it just blows my mind, man. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat at all. I'm just saying, just anybody allowing this situation, have the respect factor for our capital, bro. And then after that, he went over to Georgetown, Kanye, and went to an Apple store inside a Georgetown area and jumped up on a table and went off on another rant.
Mm.
Like you're saying, Brian, these are all signs of him unraveling.
Like, someone's got to get.
And it's not good, bro.
Someone who cares about him and can crack through to him needs to say, buddy, we got to take a break, man.
Absolutely.
Like, you need to find yourself, because we all going to sit here and be like, oh, it's so interesting until something really tragic happens for him.
Yeah, scary.
Then we're all going to sit here going like, oh, why didn't we see the signs? The signs are there, man. We need to, like, someone needs to intervene with Kanye.
And just as I wrap this up, just some gifts Kanye brought the president. He brought him Yeezy shoes, size 12. Which, based off Stormy Daniels' account, won't fit. And he also gave him a custom Make America Great hat, leaving out the again. So there you have it.
And if Kanye is using this for marketing purposes, it's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at that whole 10-minute rant when he was in the Oval Office, maybe like 5 to 10% of the time he was actually looking at Trump, and the rest he was just like focusing on the media there.
Oh, yeah.
And just soaking it. Basking in it, you know?
Awful.
Sad situation,
all right,
man.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We got a new segment called What I Shoulda Did. And basically, is the situation as follows, man. We want you to tell us a story about a time that, you know what? You took the high road. And we're proud of you for doing that.
Or you panicked or something.
You just wussed out.
You
whatever.
You could have done it better.
Yeah, but you wish you could have been more gangsta about it. You know what I'm saying? So call in, tell us what you did, but then follow it up with what I should have did is this.
Yeah, redeem yourself. Tell us it'll feel better going like, I handled it like this, but what I should have did was this.
And you have to say what I should have did. Yeah. We know it's not proper English, but it makes it more fun. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. 877-971-HITS, all right? Can't wait to hear what I should have did story from you. This is Mine with Bozzy. And a big shout out to one of our favorite listeners, Chucky the Uber driver from Downey.
Chucky.
He just won tickets to We Can't Survive 2018.
Yay. Right on, brother.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
9:10 right now. We're Edgar, Brian, Chelsea, and Rosemary from Venice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Rosemary. So tell us what you should have did. You know, that one time, maybe you took the high road, or maybe you were afraid to really do what you really wanted to do.
Or you panicked or something.
Yeah, you wanted to be more gangsta about it, but you weren't. So tell us what you did and what you should have did.
So I live in Venice, right by the boardwalk.
Yeah.
And so I'm always out there walking my dog, or I'll walk by myself, watch the sunset. And the boardwalk, there's two ways to, like, on the bike path, there is, you know, when you're driving a car or a bike, there's a right and a wrong side to be driving on or walking on.
Right.
So I'm walking, minding my own business on the right side, and this bicycle comes really close to me. But then he turns around and he does the same thing again, coming at me.
Oh, so he like swooped you twice?
Hell no.
Yeah, and like, and he was like glaring at me, and so I don't know. I just felt really weird about it, but I didn't want to engage. Like I wasn't trying to start anything, and he acts like I'm in the way. Like he starts like yelling at me, and I was like, "Dude, you're on the wrong side of the road. Like you're trying to get in on my like up in my bubble.
Right.
Calm down, it's all good. Like sorry, okay, get on your way. Right. I'll just get out of here." I basically just walked off the boardwalk and went off into one of the side streets.
So you just let this guy kind of just punk you out for, like, and intimidate you riding on the boardwalk.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you never know what you're facing over there, so I just didn't want to engage.
Right, so that's what you did.
Now, what you should have did was what?
What I should have did was found a stick or something nearby, thrown it in the spokes of his tire so that it stopped abruptly. He fell forward, knocked all his teeth out, and then I just got to wipe my hands clean.
Wow! Damn! That's violent.
That went somewhere quick I didn't think it was going to go.
You put a lot of thought into that. You sounded so peaceful and zen telling that story.
No kidding.
And then this Rosemary came out, the gangster Rosemary.
I was so mad.
All right.
I really hope nobody ever goes the wrong direction and swipes by you when you're just walking your dog in Venice. Because that's going to be the end of their teeth.
Do you feel better, though? Do you feel tougher? Like you walk away from this story like, you know what? I got my revenge.
Yeah, absolutely. I got that off my chest. That was good.
You get to walk around with extra swag today, Rosemary.
Unleash your inner gangster.
Keep replaying that scenario in your mind. You're like, yeah, I totally did that. Rosemary, thanks for listening to us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
All right, Famita, so listen, if you're cheating on somebody right now, first of all, hopefully you stop doing that and just break up with the person or whatever maybe. But if you are cheating, I do want to give you a heads up because now it's getting more and more difficult to cheat with technology, you know?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Have you guys ever seen like an actual Google camera car?
Yes, a couple times.
No, I haven't.
It's awesome. When you do, I try to follow them to see how many shots I can get in. Like I followed one around Atlanta like last summer for a good 45 minutes, just trying to pull up on each corner and just wave just to see if on those street corners you just randomly see me.
Did you make it?
I haven't. You know what's funny? Until you brought this up, I haven't gone to look. So I'm going to go check out Atlanta and see if I'm in those
things. Out that area, bro. It's like, Where's Waldo, but Brian style.
It's funny.
So Google Camera Car has a bunch of cameras on it. And basically what it's doing is taking pictures and video and
street
so on
view.
And so forth.
So if you go to the street view thing, which is awesome too.
Yeah.
I've gone down a street view like rabbit hole where I've looked up like cities in Brazil and just been like, I'm just going to go for a stroll through Rio de Janeiro. And you just walk and you just see all the storefronts and people. And stuff.
It's like, wild. Wow, I just saved all kinds of money going on that vacation.
I'm like giving you tips. I'm like, oh, where you got to eat is this one place down on the water in Rio. Have you been there? Google Earth, bro.
Yeah, that's how you impress people. Oh, yeah, I've been all around the world on Google Maps. Anyways, so if you are cheating this weekend or planning on that, be careful. Be on the lookout for Google camera cars. Because this couple just got a divorce thanks to Google Maps. All because this woman was hanging out with her side piece, getting after it in her car, all right? And Google Maps car was driving right by and saw her just getting into it with her side piece. And her husband happens to be a delivery driver. He's a delivery guy.
So he uses Google Earth a lot to check out the front of a house, see what it looks like.
All the time. He looked up an address.
No way.
And when he zoomed in, he saw this couple getting after it, and it was his wife.
Wow.
That's crazy.
What are the chances?
But those pictures aren't that clear. So it's almost like he had to.
Probably his car and stuff too. And like maybe the car has like a specific dent in the door. That's insane.
Exactly.
That's destiny to get busted cheating if you get busted by the Google Earth car.
Yeah, so definitely.
You had it coming for sure.
Right? But can you imagine that moment where he's like, yo, you've been cheating on me? And she's like, what are you talking about?
No proof.
Google Maps.
He's like, go look at this address right now and tell me what you see. I think that's one of those times where like, you have no proof. Okay, yeah, you're right. I'm cheating on you. You got me.
That's not me. That's my cousin.
What's going on, guys? It's Brian. And the jury has come back with a verdict from the investigation that we presented in front of them. Your phone is a piece of junk.
Oh, damn.
That's right. An absolute piece of garbage. It's cracked, doesn't work, your battery works for like a half hour. You got to carry a charger with you everywhere you go. You're one of those annoying people. Mm. Well, AT&T wants to fix that for you right now. Any AT&T store you roll into right now, you buy a phone, they're going to give you a second phone for free. That's right. They're going to send you give you a second phone for free. That's two phones for the price of one. Because AT&T is dedicated to helping you fix your phone game. Stop being embarrassed of your phone. Stop being that person that has to annoy bartenders and plug your phone in behind the bar because you only can hold a charge for 8 minutes.
Damn.
Stop by any AT&T store right now. Buy one phone. Get another phone free. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
97.1
Amp
Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. It's Friday and I love it. It's a party up in the studio.
Woo! Look out.
Wow.
All right. We got students from Gar High School in Cerritos visiting us this morning. How you guys feeling?
Amazing.
Yes.
Somebody straight up just said, hungry.
Like, we really asked that question for serious. Well, you know, it was kind of a rough morning so far. Yeah, I'm a little tired.
Somebody really goes into this. You know, my boyfriend's acting like a jackass.
Oh, man.
Hey, thank you guys for visiting us. You're here for the dopest moment. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. I do want to remind you that at 10 a.m. sharp, we got more tickets for you to win to our We Can't Survive 2018. That's already next Saturday. But right now, our dopest moment award has got to go to Lorraine from Downey. She had the most dope mic drop moment after dumping Steve on our hookup hotline earlier this morning.
So
you miss it. Every Friday we have the hookup hotline, which is like speed dating, but live on the radio. Our listeners have 97.1 seconds to get to know each other. Anyway, this is how she straight up dumped him at the end. Listen to this.
What type of Halloween candy would you be if you were a Halloween candy?
Ooh. Wow, I think I'd have to go with like a gummy bear, just because that seems like it would be a more fun thing to be than just a blob of chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Time's up! Time's up! All right, Lorraine.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up. Like, sure, nice guy, but like his reasoning to be a gummy bear was just like not... You know, I'm like a lollipop that wants to, you know, be licked, and you're a blob of gummy bear.
Wow, I'm speechless right now with the way you just described yourself.
Straight up right there, Lorraine is an absolute boss, and sorry, Steve. I apologize, man.
I had the same reaction, too, though, when he was like a gummy bear. I'm like, what? Instantly, like, ew, I would have totally hung up.
Want to be a blob?
I know.
I'm just a blob of chocolate. I'll be a gummy. I'm like, dude, what? No. Every answer you say in that voice sucks.
Just that voice. It could have been anything else. All right, we got to get to another dope moment, and that's the fact that the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Atlanta Braves.
That's right.
And Brian has to pay up on his bet. Not only does he have an LA shaved into the back of his head because he went for the Braves against Chelsea and I, but he had to buy one of our listeners breakfast and their coworkers. And we have Paola on the line right now. Good morning, Paola.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Paola. You and your coworkers are the ones that won the breakfast. Are you at work yet? Because the breakfast is currently there.
You know what? I am around the corner.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Sure.
Sure you are.
I know, right?
They already
told me and told me that they brought food. So everybody was like, well, what's going on? And they were happy and excited that a lot of people were surprised because I didn't want to tell everybody.
Yeah, you're utilizing this perfectly. On the day that you provide breakfast, you're already on everyone's good graces, so you can roll in whenever you want to.
That's so true.
Around
exactly.
The corner.
They can't even tell me anything.
They better save you one, though.
Paola.
Exactly, yes.
You did tell us, though, that you had a couple of gorditos working at your spot, at your place.
I did.
You're going to miss out on breakfast if you're even more late, girl.
You better hustle.
You know what? Yes, I know. I did think about that as well.
Wow.
Paola, we love you. Thank you for listening to us. Y arriba los Dodgers.
Thank you, guys. Yes. Woo! We're winning today, too.
Get it. Call it. She's ready to do another bet. She wants another free breakfast. Brian, are you down?
No. I don't want anything in my head. No.
Right?
We're good. I'm good on
going
this.
Up against Milwaukee today. Thank you guys so much from Gar High School in Cerritos for being with us. Where's is it Brenda that was super excited to hang out with us today? Can you come up to the microphone?
And
the microphone.
Oh, I need to go to Edgar's microphone.
Can I get your name again, please? Angela, where did I get Brenda from? My bad. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Edgar.
You're so nervous.
I just want to give you a shout out because out of all the students over here, which is like 100, you were the only one that was excited to be here. So thank you so much. And I just played. Angela, thank you so much. You want to send some shout outs to anybody? Go ahead. The microphone's all yours.
My mom, if she's listening. My uncle, he said he'll be listening. So. Oh. Hi, Mom.
Oh, yay.
That's awesome when anytime we ask people to give a shout out, like, yeah, my mom, my dad, like, what's their name?
Oh, Maria and Christopher.
Awesome. Maria and Christopher, thank you guys. And tell me more about this field trip. Why are you guys visiting the studio today?
I actually saw on your guys' Instagram page, another school visited, and I got the email done, and I got in contact with Maricela, and we made it happen.
Awesome. There's
approval, and we're here.
Is radio as magical as you guys all think it is?
For me, it is.
Yeah. What have you learned? What's the biggest lesson you've learned being here?
She's walked in the door.
Just curious. No, she is. Look at.
Yeah, there's so much more behind just this. You know, you said there's engineering, the money, the marketing.
We haven't seen the money part. Can you show us where?
Check this out.
Take us to that door.
Press this. Press this button right here.
Ooh.
Oh, her first DJ horn.
It's the air horn. Yeah, lit. Yes. All right, Angela, can you present the next song right here? It's called Still Dre, but Dr. Dre. Can you do that?
Coming up next.
Oh, Still Dre by Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Okay. Whispered it off.
Coming up next, Still Dre by Dr. Dre.
Woo!
On 97.1 Amp Radio.
On 97.1 Amp Radio.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, family, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys. Yes, your thing is coming up next.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.